Blog Talk Radio.
Yakuza! Yakuza! Yakuza Kick Radio! Anyone listening? Knock, knock! Listen, this is Sammy Callahan, and you're listening to him on Yakuza Kick Radio. You better all listen! Yakuza Radio, love the name, Yakuza. You know what I'm saying? My homie J-Cat and the homie Eric.
My name is Justice Payne, and you are listening to Yakuza Kick Radio.
All you had to do was listen to Yakuza Kick Radio, but you didn't. Now look at that doctor, homie. Fuck that. Black me. Holla.
But you go to the back, and you tell your boss that there's a new Yakuza in town, and it's Yakuza Kick Radio. And we're taking over.
January 6th, 2011. Welcome to Yakuza Kick Radio. I'm your host, J-Cat Morris, and as always, my co-host, Eric Williams. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, Jay. How you doing today?
Chilling, man. New year, same show, getting down to business, doing what we do. And should be a pretty good episode tonight. We have yet another show with no guest, and it's kind of by choice. There's different things that we like to get off our chest, and I just try to coast for a few weeks. So the last week of the year and the first week of the new year, we'll go without guests. Next week, we'll be right back online with the guests, and, but yeah, we got some stuff to cover tonight. I got a lot of stuff on board. The first thing I think I want to cover, to me, is just the most important and dear to me. And I think I need to cover the Nick Gage situation right quick. And I'll hit the negative aspects of that up later, I think. But right now, I'd like to first off say, I've danced around the topic a little bit through the past shows, but the fact of the matter is Nick Gage, he went out there and he robbed a bank. The dude fell on hard times, and whatever drove him to do that, obviously nobody agrees with that. Nobody thinks that that's a good idea to go fucking rob a bank in broad daylight or any time, really. But, bottom line is that's what happened. And, in the time that Nick was on the run and he was wanted and everything, I really didn't want to speak out like that because, I was severely, severely worried about this man and worried about, the outcome and his well-being, Well, he had turned himself in last week, and I'm very, very happy to say that, and I'm very proud of him that he did that. Because there is no good outcome of that, This isn't the old. What are you doing, Eric?
Nothing.
This isn't the old West, and you can't just go rob a bank, run out with the big ass bags with dollar signs on them, and and run off on your horse, or jump a train and head out of town. It doesn't work like that, And bottom line is that's a bad move, but obviously. Nobody in a good point in their life or that wasn't going through something really bad would come up with that. So, my thoughts and prayers are with Nick Gage, or should I say Nick Wilson, and his family, Justice Payne, and everybody else, his moms, that everybody in the entire family, from the direct family to the friends of his close friends to his fans, everybody. My thoughts and prayers are with all y'all. Now, going from that, what I want to put out there, because you know, the information did come across, and he does really need all of our support right now. You know, he's locked up, and God knows what he's going to face at this point. That's a federal charge. That shit isn't taken lightly. And, yeah, I mean, he needs to understand and he needs to know how much we enjoyed what he put out there for us. He needs to know what he meant to us every year, every match, every time he stepped out there and the crowd was chanting Nick fucking Gage. And he asked, who's the fucking man? And there was never a dead response to that because everybody knew what the fuck he brought to the table. Right now, he gave us everything he gave us. I think it's time that we need to give back. So everybody get out your pens and paper and write down, this is how you contact Nick Gage, and you write him a letter. You know, you write him something, hold this guy down, man, because he's going to be in there for a minute, and the best thing he could do is stay positive. And I think it's up to us to help him do that the best we possibly can. So his contact information is Nicholas Wilson, number 246-670, P.O. Box 90430, Camden, New Jersey, 08101. And I just, you know, I really think it's really important that we let this guy know how much we appreciate it he gave to us. I mean, you guys got to understand that, you know, this is a 30-year-old man that put his heart and soul for the past 10 years into CZW and to everything he's done. You know, he's gone out Midwest. He's gone, you know, done some things, Jersey All-Pro, you know, last Jersey All-Pro show, he, you know, he won the tag titles. Obviously, that's not the case anymore. It's not going to be the case. But, I mean, he's put out an unbelievable amount of heart and work into this business. And I think we owe him some respect and support in his worst of times. I think it's very detrimental to his health and his life after this that we stay supportive and we understand that, you know, we had guys like Trent Acid, you know, legend in the business, legend in CZW and the indies. You know, we lost that man, and nobody could take blame for that, you know, but one thing I can say is it maybe, just maybe, if Trent didn't go back to wrestling when he came back out, he could have straightened himself out. But, you know, and this is not blaming wrestling either. But it was the same environment that put him in a bad place. Now, Trent, you know, before his comeback or any of that, gave us well enough. So all I'm saying is the fans, just don't be selfish. You know what I mean? If Nick finds a way to come back when he gets out, man, the best to him. But in the same token, look what he's given us. Look what we get to walk away with memories and still have this man living and breathing and hopefully be well. You know what I mean? Like, it's not worth this guy diving back into it, getting himself in the same bad predicament financially and, you know, whatever else was going on with him for a couple more matches. Again, I'm not blaming wrestling. It's just, you know, whatever, I would say everything that he was doing, everything that brought him into the situation he was in, needs to go. A new Nick needs to be born when he gets out of jail, and that dude needs to live a long and happy life. And whatever has to happen for that to happen, that's what I want to see.
Yeah, so, man. That sucks, man.
That's pretty much how I feel about that. I'm going to jump off that topic. I'm going to get back to the haters of that very same subject later on, because now that everything is out in the open, I do have some choice words for a couple choice people. And, again, I'm going to separate this from that and keep it on a high note. And I'm going to get back to those guys later on the show. Believe me. Yeah, man. Keep it on a high note. Where do you want to go? I got a lot of shit. I got a CZW show tomorrow. I got a...
I would like to hear the football picks.
NFL. Okay, well, speaking of football picks, the last week of the season went down, and I went over 9-7. So that's to be expected.
That's just
rigged,
dude. Big time rigged.
Yeah, it's rigged.
You have a personal vendetta against the NFL. You tell them how the games are supposed to be.
I rigged the NFL, yet my fucking 49ers are. Right, yeah, I understand.
Well, hey,
so
can't be, and your team won. You know, you guys kicked ass in 38-7 against Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
There was a lot of blowouts in the last week. And, yeah, hopefully, you know, that will be a sign of things to come. But it is the Arizona Cardinals,
hey,
the only team in the NFC West. Better. What?
I said, are they in the playoffs?
Who? Don't ask me those stupid fucking questions like that, man. You know. Y'all funny-ass Eagle fans, man. Yeah, I'm telling you, you're going to get yours. You're going to see, man. You got Green Bay. You got them boys Green Bay this weekend,
who?
Man. That's not easy.
Who?
Oh, yeah, who? You who? Oh,
who?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. A team in green better than y'all. It's all good.
Oh, the Green Bay. They have a football team out there? I thought they were doing some cheese packing and shit like that. I never heard of football team.
Man,
Green Bay.
They do the cheese packing while y'all do the fudge packing. It's all good.
Yeah, we fucking, you know, I mean, we're bigger and better than they are, so, you know. I don't even know what you're talking about. So, hey, well, you know, I mean, whatever.
We'll see.
I mean,
we'll see.
20.5 points favor, you know.
Yeah. So, just give me 1 second. I got to let this barking idiot back in the house. And, this weekend we do have first round of the NFL playoffs. And that's a big, big deal. You know, minus my team not being anywhere to be seen. But, you know, shit happens. Everybody else has to catch up to our 5 Super Bowl wins. And, you know, it's to be expected. We gotta sit out a few years here and there. That way, you know, it's a fair thing. You know, I mean, if we're in it every year, it's not even going to be fair. So we got to sit out a few years just to give everybody a chance to catch up. You know, we play fair. We're, you know, we learn how to play right. You know, as a kid and shit like that, because
you don't
want everybody to get all disgruntled and go home because we enjoy competition. So, anyway,
but
everybody
take the
else
ball
is,
and go home. They don't want everybody taking their own ball and going home.
Right, it happens. So, we don't want to see any of that happen. So, we had to sit out this year. what we're going to do, I still have not totaled up. You know, who won the overall on the season. It takes so much time and work and shit that I really honestly don't have in me. So hopefully by next season I'll have all of that tallied up and we'll know what goes on there. What we're going to do for the playoffs is straight picks, no point spreads, and just see how that turns out.
All right.
So first game we got, we'll go with the Saturday games first. And that'd be the New York Jets at the Indianapolis Colts.
Ooh. With the Jets favored by 85.5.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm kidding. That'd be insane. Jets going to the Super Bowl, baby. We're going with the Jets. Rex Ryan, baby. Mark Sanchez.
Okay, well, I'm going with Peyton Manning coming through and taking him down. So I'm going with Indy.
Yeah, go
then
figure.
Then you got the New Orleans Saints.
That's your team. That's your boys.
At the Seattle Seahawks, leader of the prestigious NFC West. And I'm going New Orleans.
I'm going New Orleans as well.
Yeah.
New Orleans, baby. New Orleans.
Right. Who that? But then we got the Sunday games being Baltimore at Kansas City. And, my God, I think that game is going to be a motherfucking slugfest.
Yeah, I'm going with Kansas City.
I'm going to go with Baltimore. It's going to be a beast, though, man. I really can't call it either way. I have to just for the sake of calling it, but I couldn't tell you, man. And the other big Sunday game is, I don't even remember who's playing. Green Bay. I know Green Bay. And there's this other fucking team. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh yeah, it's Philly. That's right. It's Philly. What do you got?
Philly's most wanted, baby. Philly's most wanted.
Yeah. They're going to want them. They're going to want them to win, and they're not going to get it because I'm going with Green Bay. Like I said, that's my Super Bowl team on the East and everything. I think you definitely...
Philly, yeah. I knew you liked the Eagles, you know.
Nah, Green Bay is going to meet New England in the Super Bowl if everything goes the way I said.
All right, time to wake up from the dream. Time to wake up from that dream.
So now, as you put it, now we're going to go off of your picks and just say how you put it. Now, of course, we're going to do the picks again next week, so none of this is going to hold any weight. We're not going to, like, bet on this or anything, just to see, you know, what you think. Now, you got the Jets winning. That would put the Jets... That would put the Jets against the Steelers. And that would put Kansas City against the Pats. So what do you think the outcome of those things are going to be?
I'm going to go with the Pats and Jets.
So the Pats and the Jets meeting back up. So you think the Jets would take the Steelers, huh?
Yeah, man.
All right, and then on the East side, that would have your pick saying New Orleans would be playing the Bears. They would be playing the Bears, and it would be New Orleans at the Bears. Then it would be Philly at the Falcons.
And I'm going with Atlanta and Chicago. With Atlanta getting the victory.
Wow. See, I knew there had to be a point. I knew there had to be a point when you went against your team because you said Atlanta and the Jets in the Super Bowl. So I just had to know, when did that loss come about with your team going down in a looking like a pile of laundry and shit?
Here we go with this shit. Hey, Atlanta's a good football team.
No, they are.
Hey, how about San Francisco? Yeah, they're sitting at home right now wondering when they're going to be playing
they're,
the playoffs.
They're counting their rings, man. They're counting their rings, man. There's a lot of math to be done.
You ever heard of college basketball's NIT tournament? There needs to be an NIT tournament for the NFL. I think that would be hilarious.
Wow, that's ridiculous.
You know, have like teams garbage, the garbage teams like the 49ers who aren't going to do shit in the next 5 years.
Next 5 years. Oh, you're hilarious.
They don't even have a head coach. Who's the man on the horse taking the horse down? You know what I mean? Who the hell is going to lead that?
Let's
team?
Not talk about taking animals down. You know, I don't think that's a good Eagle standpoint. You know, to be speaking on. Speaking of taking animals down. Who do you think the MVP is going to be this year?
Defensively, I think it's going to be Clay Matthews from Green Bay. He's had a phenomenal year for Green Bay, you know.
Right.
And, you know, the MVP of that with the NFL would be, easy one, Eric Williams, myself.
That seems weird.
It seems reasonable, don't you think?
Not at all.
No. I heard it earlier. You told me, Eric Williams, MVP. You know, you did a couple shows this and that. The MVP has to be Michael Vick. There might be a lot of haters out there, but you know what? Yeah, no, I think there's a lot of people that are turning their heads to all this problem. And yeah, Vick's an asshole, Vick's a jerk, but that's besides the point. The point is that he's had a fucking amazing year. After having not really played at all,
the last 3 or 4 seasons. He's now, I would like to say Brett Favre, but I would get mad heat from J-Cat, so I'm not going to say Brett Favre.
You would just look like a retard because he led the league in interceptions and nothing else. So.
Well, no, but you didn't say what the MVP was for. I could have thrown my own voting out there and said the MVP of the world.
NFL, of the NFL. You know, like the NFL. So I know you're going with Vic. Obviously, there's no way I'm voting for him. I don't give a fuck if it's best dog killer on the planet. I'm going to find somebody else that's doing better. So I just can't do it. My only thing is, you know, I could definitely say you're definitely right on that he had an incredible year. It is very valid that he is in the running for MVP. There is definitely a valid argument there. I will also put out the argument that Tom Brady is definitely a valid opponent for the MVP as well. Some of the stats we got, Tom Brady went 314, 476 attempts with 314 completions. You know, Vic, he threw 372 passes with 233 completions. Now, one thing I want to point out that, mind you, really makes Vic like a very, very strong, even though every one of Tom Brady's numbers outside of rushing, obviously, because Vic's a different type of dude. Vic's like a, you know, a running back or a fucking wide receiver with an arm. And the difference is that Vic did only start 12 games and Brady started 15. So that does definitely hold a lot of weight towards Vic's case. Because when you look at the numbers and you look at the games started, you know, I mean, you could speculate a lot, man. You know, passing yards. Tom Brady had 3,701 yards. Vic, you know, with less games, had 3,018. Yeah, man, I mean, we're talking 34 passing touchdowns by Brady, 21 passing touchdowns by Vic, 6 interceptions by Vic, 4 by Brady. What else we got? I mean, obviously, you know, the big standout with Vic is 676 rushing yards with 9 touchdowns. As a rusher, you know, that's pretty impressive. You know, Brady did, he put in 30 yards and 1 rushing touchdown because he's not that type of quarterback. But, you know, he definitely put in more on the passing end to make up for it. Like I said, obviously my vote goes to Brady, but I won't deny for 1 second that Vic did put in definitely enough work to speak volumes for him being a contender in that, even though I hope he dies. That's just, you know, I mean, you got a 109.8 quarterback rating out of Brady and 100.2 out of Vic, you know. It is what it is. I mean, the games are different. The, you know, the games played are different. And like I said, I mean, you got a rushing quarterback. You got a throwing quarterback. A lot of difference in variables and stuff. So we'll have to see how that comes out. But, yeah, man.
Definitely. I'm excited for the playoffs to start up.
Yep. Again, and another thing, I mean, I know it doesn't really matter how far you go, but, you know, when Sir Brady is still playing and Vic's sitting at home, you know, petting invisible dog and shit. We'll see where he's at. Oh, whoa, what? He was on killing dogs. If anyone should be going, whoa, it should be a dog, not a Mike Vick fan. You know what I mean? Mike Vick came out a couple weeks ago and said, man, I really miss a dog around the house. I want another dog. That's like OJ saying, I want another white bitch. I want another white blonde chick. You know what I mean? I miss a white blonde chick around the house. That's if OJ said that, and follow it with, I would like a Heisman. I would like another Heisman. Well, you know, OJ, it ain't in the cards. And neither it is for you, Mike Vick, with having a dog. So good luck in the playoffs. And, again, I hope you die. But, yeah, man, I could definitely say that he's successful, say that he's earned what he's got as far as physically in the NFL. He's an unbelievable athlete. I just can't support him. So, you know, that is what it is. On a random, out of fucking nowhere topic, right? To get off of this football thing, because I really, you know, what else am I going to say? There's a commercial that's airing right now. And I don't know if you've seen this, Eric. And I'm going to have to find it and post it on the Facebook and stuff, you know, so everybody check out. I'll post it on Yakuza, too, so anybody listening could check this shit out. It's one of the funniest fucking commercials I've ever seen. I don't even know what to make of it. But it's for values.com, the foundation for a better life. So here's the premise. You got this little emo kid and a lady sitting on the bench. Looks like they're waiting for the bus, right? She's got a purse sitting next to her. The bus pulls up. She gets up, walks on the bus, forgets her purse. I don't know what this fucking kid was sitting there for at all. Who fucking knows, right? Well, she forgets her purse, bus pulls away. Little emo kid snatches up the purse and starts to duck through an alley. Well, now a cop car sees him, and it's all shit goes into slow motion like one of those shitty cop drama shows, right? And he's like hopping puddles and fucking doing spin moves and shit like that. And a cop car slow motion behind him. Then he dips around the corner and leans against the wall out of breath, clutching the purse like he just got away, right? So then you see a bus pull up. And the woman who just one block over, I mean, if she knew that alleyway was there, she could have walked to where the fuck she was going. But anyway, she gets off the bus, and he approaches her and says, "Oh, man, you forgot your purse." She's like, "Thank you so much, whatever." Now the cops come rolling up out of that alley. They go, "Hey, kid, come here." And he walks over, and they go, "Nice move. Want a donut?" And he fucking scarfs that donut before he fucking even leaves the fucking side of the car. But what the fuck message is that supposed to send? I gotta be honest with you. I didn't get a lot of good fucking messages out of that. I got, first off, this lady's paying for a bus to get one block over when there was clearly an alleyway that took fucking 15 seconds to get through. Second off, cops are apparently only fucking driving around handing out donuts that they can't finish. You know, like, they've eaten so many fucking donuts, they're now handing them out to Good Samaritans. And the commercial's more or less saying, take the law into your own hands, because the cops ain't going to do shit unless you want a donut. I don't know. It was just one of the funniest, fucking most cinematic fucking abominations. Like, I couldn't even imagine who the fuck. And like I said, it's from values.com, the foundation for a better life. And then their message, honesty, pass it on. Well, you want me to be honest? I think promoting that the cops are handing out donuts is probably a little stereotypical. And although I think it's funny, I don't think a single person from the police department would think that shit was funny at all. And I'm a big fan of it. I'm a huge fan of it. I think the commercial's fantastic. And I must have watched it 5 fucking times when I saw it on Sunday. It was just hilarious. It's fucking hilarious.
Values.com.
Yeah, but the commercial is the shit. Fuck, I've never even gone to the website. I was like, what were they even advertising just now? Like, they could have had fucking Eazy-E pop up and just said, "Fuck the police." You heard? And I would have been like, well, I see where he was going with that. Obviously, the little kid did more than the cop did. You know? I mean, I didn't know what they were going for, but that is one entertaining fucking commercial, man. Like I said, I'm going to post it online. I'm going to post it on my site or on my Facebook. And I'm going to post it on Yakuza Kick and all that. So everybody who's listening that doesn't know what the fuck I'm talking about, I hope I described it well enough, but man, it's some funny shit, man. It's an entertaining commercial. You don't see many of them these days. So, what else we got?
Apparently, Nina just posted the video on Facebook and showed that.
Excellent, excellent. Good job.
She found the YouTube video and all types of shit.
That was what I was going to do, but I'm on the radio. Outside of that, I guess I'll go on and promote CZW show tomorrow.
CZW.
Yeah, special Friday show.
What's your thoughts on that Friday show?
Well,
I know you're a big fan of Friday shows.
Not at all, man. But
oh,
you gotta do what you gotta do, man.
I just got an angry face sent to me by Nina in the chat room because the Friday show thing.
Yeah, well, you know, it's we got the main event being Jon Moxley defending his world title against Brody Lee. That right there is unbelievable. I don't think so. I know you hate Moxley, but it's not happening. So anyway, that should be a great match. Then we have another title match of epic proportions in Philly's Most Wanted, their first title defense. Sabian and Joker will be taking on none other than the Briscoe brothers. And if there isn't a severe
man
challenger
up
to take on.
Man up.
Well, you seem to be all for the challengers tonight, aren't you?
yeah. How about this? Nina posted in the chat room, Mox rocks. I don't know what the hell that means, but hey.
Yeah, man. And then, we got some other matches. We got Jonathan Gresham challenging Gran Akuma.
Good match.
I think that should be pretty good. Akuma bust everybody's ass in that scramble joint that they did in case of death. But, you know, we could see whatever. We got 13 abandoning Pulp Fiction and challenging Devin Moore.
He abandoned Pulp Fiction?
He sure did in the promo at here's the fucked up thing to me. Here's what I don't understand. Here's where I got to criticize booking, and I got to criticize whoever came up with this shit, okay? They put a promo on there where he approaches Joe Gacy and Ryan Slater, pulls his shirt off and kicks it and says, Pulp Fiction, I'm done with that shit. I want you guys to be part of my wolf pack. And they proceed to bitch him. So you're walking away by storyline, obviously. I'm not retarded. You're, by storyline, walking away from Brain Damage and Masada, led by Billy Graham. And now you're trying to be part of the Runaways? Okay, why don't you just cut a promo saying CCW has demoted me and decided to write off Cult Fiction, and I'd rather be booked on the fucking low card than not be booked. So, yeah, whatever. Put a new shirt on me. You know what I mean? Like, that is one of the stupidest fucking promos I've ever seen. To see Ryan Slater yelling at another fucking wrestler that was on the main event when they weren't booked on the fucking show, and that guy cower and walk away and try to, like, gain his acceptance. I've had about enough of these fucking jobbers getting huge opportunities in this company. And I'm going to continue on that very same note and get a little more into that. But also they have AR Fox versus Orange Cassidy. I don't remember who the fuck Orange Cassidy is, so hopefully that'll be good. I know I've seen them, I just don't remember.
How the fuck do they book them? How the fuck, man, that's lucky from the New Jersey All-Stars.
The what?
I said that's a team, he used to team with Lucky.
Oh, so that's J.C. Ryder?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Orange Cassidy? Okay. So anyway, the other match that's signed leads me to continue my fucking rant on being tired of fucking jobbers getting a shot. And it also surrounds my favorite wrestler, well, now that the man is fucking locked up, my undisputed favorite wrestler in CZW. It very, very much so surrounds that guy. When Sami Callihan takes on for his spot in Best of the Best this year, Alex Colon.
Oh, boy.
You know what? I am fucking tired of Sammy's real-life friends getting pushed because they're Sammy's real-life friends. There's a difference between wanting your friends to do well and jeopardizing the fucking show and the company you work for the sake of these guys maybe getting a shot. First, it was Joe Gacy being involved in the Switchblade. When it was Moxley and fucking Sammy, it was a super team. It was an unstoppable fucking bulldozer of a team. Super heel. Both could cut promos. Both could work any type of match. And then there's Joe Gacy, who can't do any of those things. So, we have Joe Gacy in the fucking Runaways for God knows how long. Real life friend. Okay, that ends. And then they end up one-on-one, Joe Gacy and Sammy. Oh, the crowd went wild. And, okay, then we got, like, because we go from, like, Sammy versus Homicide to Sammy versus Joe Gacy or Sammy versus Alex Colon. That seems perfectly logical, doesn't it? Then another personal friend. Oh, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the guy that nobody fucking liked, Niles Young, gets another tryout match in CCW. His girlfriend gets a fucking job in CCW. Now, this all could be coincidental to me, so I'm not really...
Who's Niles Young's girlfriend?
I don't know this chick's name. Whatever that chick that comes out with Granicoma, that's that one.
Oh, Kimberly.
Yeah, whatever. Not attractive enough to be a valet, doesn't know shit about wrestling, that one. So,
okay.
I just said that one, but you can elaborate, you can call her shit if you want to. I'm just saying, like, doesn't belong there. There's a million more attractive people that would fucking walk out with a wrestler and make them look better. Not that one. So, whatever.
Kylie looks pretty good.
I mean, that's fine, but she's been in the company. She's played her role. She's done well. I don't have any hatred for Kylie. You know, I mean, I don't have any problems with Kylie. What I'm saying is, like, this ushering in of someone's friends because they're extremely fucking talented. Now they're going to get the people in that aren't talented and never, ever got over on their own. And we're going to try to – we're going to, like, John Dahmer. Like John Dahmer – And there's a difference, too, because John Dahmer trained a bunch of guys and pretty much jeopardized his career working all his students month in and month out, not even competing for title shots when he was clearly one of the better wrestlers for years on CZW's card. And he stayed on the fucking low card wrestling everybody he brought up. And I hated that shit. I respected him for doing it because he was trying to forward these guys' career. But you know what? If you get Sammy on fucking Dragon Gate, or you get him on Evolve in a dream match, and then on CZW, you got him in a Shake My Brother's Hand match, what the fuck is the blockbuster match for Sammy? What is the shit that you're going to go out of your fucking way to see? And then, like I said, the new one right here, Alex Colon. Fucking Alex Colon. And, you know, I don't book the company. I don't have shit to do with booking the company. And believe me, you wouldn't even go even close to this if it did. And I still support the shit out of it. There's you know, such a great percentage of this company that goes awesome, that I love the fuck out of the booking, I love the way it's going, this and that. But there's those few little loopholes, there's those few little problems that you could honestly say, man, this is who the fuck thought of this shit? And this is one of those things. And just as a random prediction, I bet you by some heel tactic or some kind of bullshit, Alex Colon wins Sammy's Best of the Best spot. And I'm not going to be happy about it, man. As a fan, I'm not going to be happy about it. First off, you deprived me of a great Sammy Callahan match this month. Period. Like, even if you give this little shitbag a bunch of offense and make him look like he belongs on your level, point blank, he doesn't. I don't give a fuck if he bailed you out of jail. I don't give a fuck if he spent 3 G's on you for Christmas. I don't give a fuck if, you know what I mean? Like, I really don't give a fuck, honestly. Like, bottom line is, this dude does not belong in the fucking ring with Sammy Callahan, period. Unless he's going to be a manager and he's the new, you know, Sammy Callahan ring valet or something. There's no way that this motherfucker should be in the ring with that. So I lose a good Sammy Callahan match this month. You know what I mean? That's bottom line, you know. And then beyond that, you know, for a guy like DJ, you know, who runs this company and makes a lot of good decisions, there's some things he says that he's not able to live down. And one of those things is when he canceled Best of the Best last year, he said the Best of the Best couldn't be done last year because it needed to be the best in the world and nothing less. So if an Alex Colon ends up in that fucking tournament, What else am I supposed to say? This fucking company is going to have the best tournament with the best wrestlers in the world, period. And then Alex Colon's going to fucking job Sammy to fucking get his spot in Best of the Best. And who believes that this guy is actually on that level? Who the fuck believes that? Alex Colon doesn't believe that shit.
Maybe Callahan does.
Maybe, man. Maybe he believes in his boy. And I can't hate you for that. But I hate the decision. I definitely hate the decision. You know, there's a million times better matches. You know, I would take fucking, let Orange Cassidy wrestle fucking the fucking Alex Colon. And give me Sammy versus AR Fox 1-on-1. I bet you that match will be fucking more entertaining. You know?
Yeah. Not
that AR Fox is like top level contender or any of that type of shit, but he's an exciting wrestler. He's somebody someone gives a shit about. Nobody gives a shit about Alex Colon. Nobody.
Colon. You said the right word. Colon.
You know?
He's garbage.
And that's it. Just it's really frustrating, man. It's these different things that I weigh into. Who are the top fucking guys in CZW? This guy. Okay. Well, what's gonna take me to get a babysitter and fucking drive 2 hours, leave early from work, and oh, because it's Friday, I have to leave early from work and then come in late the next day because there's no way I'm waking up after getting home that fucking late. So I'm losing all sorts of fucking time. And then I gotta look at the card and tell myself why that's worth it. And when you see one of your favorite performers up against a fucking scrub because he's friends with him, fuck that, man. That's not cool with me. That's not cool with me, dude. Oh, next month you could be against the best motherfucker in the world. Well, that's next month. Maybe I should skip this month. You know what I mean? That's the shit that goes through my head, man. You don't book fucking top contenders against no bullshit unless you're going to squash him and then have him surprise challenge somebody else and have a bang-out match. You know? Yeah, you got to send people home and be like, oh, I'm glad I showed up because I thought it was just going to be Sammy versus Alex Colon and shit. You know what I mean? I thought it was just going to be Alex Colon taking Sammy's spot on the card tonight. But no, I'm so glad I came out because look what they did with that.
Yeah.
You know? It's shit like that. It's shit like,
Ruckus,
when you come all the way
Ruckus
to fucking Philly. Who?
Ruckus.
I don't really know. I mean, there's not anything announced other than what I already said. Drake will be there. The Golden Boy, Drake, will be there. Which is great. You know, there's pluses. There's definitely, like I said, some of the best contenders you could ask for your big titles, your world title, your tag titles. You got them coming in. And you got the Briscoes versus Philly's Most Wanted. If there's not somebody to prove yourself as a champion, fuck the Briscoes. I mean, that's top-level shit right there. And Brody Lee, man, that's a big-ass dude, man. Brody Lee ain't no joke. So,
right. He's good.
You know,
good
I respect
too.
That. And Alex, Alex Cole. No, and Alex Cole. Adam Cole, my fault. Has an open challenge. So, open challenge. Why
so maybe they'll put Tyler back in there.
Oh, so Tyler loses a Cage of Death with, like, a Money in the Bank type shit with a fucking hairspray. And then he answers an open challenge. Again, I mean, that's shit booking. If that's what they're doing, that's shit booking. Instead of saying, hey, man, we looked at the tapes and it was fucked up. He got screwed over with hairspray from, you know, this guy with his heelish, devious acts. So we won't stand for that. So he has a rematch in January. Nah, they're just like, I'll challenge anybody back there. That can't be the same guy you just wrestled. That I'm just saying, like, the booking, you got to stay consistent. You got to at least pay attention to the shit that you're doing because those few things that I just mentioned, man, don't make any fucking sense. Any fucking sense.
Maybe they'll put Ruckus in that match. Ruckus versus Adam Cole.
Yeah. All right. If you say so.
Would you like to see that or no?
Not really. Ruckus, I mean, he's a great competitor and, you know, a good friend of mine and everything else. But the bottom line is, I mean, he really didn't stand, like, a whole lot of chance when it came down to, you know, that best of the best contender match. Like, I didn't even see him as one of the people that might win that match. So, to put him against the junior heavyweight champion for the sake of an open challenge, again, you might as well just announce Ruckus versus Adam Cole. Announcing an open challenge, man, you need to have some special shit happen next. You can't just be like, oh, well, here go this shit.
Right.
That's just my personal opinion, man. Like, you know, I could go anywhere they want, man. It ain't my company, but you know, I just think that they need to go a smart way with it, where the fans are gonna leave and go, yo, that was so worth fucking coming to. You know, especially in these winter months, and January is always a ridiculously hard show to sell. Many fans decide to opt out of the January show. Now, we've taken the January show, we're moving it to Friday, which is a harder day to draw by all fucking means than fucking Saturday. And
right.
We're going to book some silly shit. We're gonna book fucking Sammy Callahan versus Alex Golan. I mean, do we really think that that is going to be the fucking turnout? Or unless you think that Brody versus fucking Mox and the Briscoes versus Philly Most Wanted is good enough, and then you could just put the rest of your stars against fucking Stanley the Bum and shit. You know? You could just put Stanley the Bum in there and then just, you know, have them fight, you know, whoever else is on the card.
Oh, my God.
You know, y'all like that too? Well, he's fighting Stanley the Bum tonight. You know, travel 2 hours to see that shit, all right? That's what I'm saying, man. Like, I can't have my intelligence insulted, man. I just can't. So, I mean, if y'all looking to impress me, that ain't the way to do it. I will, to the best of my ability, to the best of my knowledge, I will be there. And I will try to the best of my ability to be there. So it's not saying that anybody should not show up. Believe me, like I said, those top two matches, those two title matches, the world title match and the tag title match, are fully worth going, period.
Sure.
But
I think a certain someone's gonna be there, J-Cat. I think a certain somebody's gonna be at the CZW show on Friday.
Certain somebody.
Yeah, you know. R-A-T. Yeah.
Aw, that motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
That's fine,
yeah.
Because I'm going to be riled up off of bullshit going on. So I see that little shovel-faced motherfucker, man. I finally get to tell that little scumbag what I feel about her. It's not a problem, man. Little shovel-faced scumbag. I can't wait.
She might be there. She might be there. Who knows?
She's shook, man. She's shook as a motherfucker. Anyway, what other topics we got?
Well, we got you want to go into your gauge, your other.
Well, okay. You know, let me address this because again, with everything up in the air, I didn't want to address this, but and this is not my attempt to start a big war. This is not my attempt to go back and forth with somebody. And this is, you know, listen, I was a fan of this dude's show. And I listened to a lot, and I mean a lot, I mean years worth of this dude's material. And I agreed with some of his stuff. I disagree with a lot of his stuff. I thought it was funny of some of the controversial shit he said, and I mean some of the controversial shit that he said. And on the other side of things, I also looked at him as a fucking racist idiot through a lot of what he said. And I looked at him as someone who was just complete blind eye to the independents, did not give a fuck what went on because his opinion was already made up. He continually put down the indies and said that it was an off-Broadway play and it'll never be the same and this and that. That person is Anthony Don Tony de Blasi. He does the Anthony Don Tony de Blasi and Kevin Castle show every fucking Monday. And he does a breakfast with Blasi, and he does this, he does that. And he gave our good friend Anthony Missionary Thomas' show, The Wrestling Soup, as well. And I like Anthony. I like Missionary. You know, he's a good guy. They put on a funny show, him and Joey Numbers. And, I respect them guys. And obviously, they're going to back up Don Tony. So I'm not saying that they're even going to be on our side when I say the things that have to be said. But there's a certain level of disrespect. And once you hit a nerve of someone who actually cares about that topic, you should expect a rebuttal. And I wanted to give it, like, at least a week for me to calm down because I was really fired up off of the words and the shit that this fucking guy said. Well, I gave it that time, and I can't say that I've cooled down that much. I think I'm a little more calculated towards the topic, and I can speak a little more precise and educated about it. But I don't think I'm much less mad. When the whole Nick Gage thing went down, it was posted on the internet. You've seen the picture of him walking out of the bank. And everybody who fucking knew was like, oh, shit, that's Gage. Oh, shit, that's Gage. But this was on a message board. This was here. This was there. This was there. Well, Anthony de Blasi came out of his fucking fat mouth on the internet and said, I turned Nick Gage in. I sent all the information I could possibly find about his family's whereabouts and his whereabouts and his wrestling name and his last address and his fucking girlfriend's address and his brother Justice Payne's address and everybody's address. I sent that to him. Why? Because it was the right thing to do? No, just because I was bored. Well, again, just like fucking different people had told Drew Gulak when he tried to get fucking random heat online talking shit about Gage. This isn't for heel heat. This is real fucking life. You know? So then, his next show, he put that shit. Now, everybody understand that this fucking guy goes out of his way to try to be like a mafia member. Even so far to call himself Don Tony and tell everybody every fucking week, oh, I'm from Howard Beach. I'm from where John Gotti's from. Oh, you know, around here, you know, they don't take kindly to this and that. No, we don't do with that, son. You know, and yo, man, the next show, he tried to backpedal in the worst way possible. He said, I'm not a snitch because I called Camden County prosecutor and told them I had information, and they said, we don't need the information because we have everything we need. So I'm not a snitch because they didn't need my information. And I might not have gave them my information if they did need it. What kind of retard are you? Who the fuck calls the cops and says, I have some info, and they're like, nah, we're good. And then you're going to pretend like you're not a snitch, dude.
These people are crazy. Crazy.
You're a fucking snitch. If you call the fucking cops with some info, and again, I don't think that bank robbery is right. I don't think that he made a good move or everyone should go out of their way to protect him. But should you fucking randomly, for no fucking reason at all, go out of your way to go turn somebody in because you just happen to know something, you fat mark? Because XPW couldn't fucking live in Philly when they tried to run CCW out and you were money marking for them and you were flyering for them? So when CZW still lived and XPW got sent home with their fucking tail between their legs and an empty wallet, you got butthurt. You know, bottom line, you got fucking butthurt. And next thing you know, you just had a vendetta against CZW. Not against the product, not against what actually went on in CZW, but just against their success. You know, just like the people that say, CZW's dead, CZW's done, put a bullet in CZW, when they sold the fucking building out, their last show. You know? I can't understand the reason why people would go out of their way to act like this, especially a guy like this, who's fucking almost 40 years old. What's the mentality of that? And then he goes on fucking, after that, he goes on fucking Mass Maniac show, who, oh man, I mean, he's been sucking this guy's cock for I don't know how many years, because according to him, that's the only good indie product that's ever happened.
Here we go.
That's the only good indie product that's ever happened was Mass Maniac shows. Everybody, go back, watch his 11th anniversary show. Listen, for those who don't know, Mass Maniac is Frank Goodman. And USA Pro was a very, very good, very successful company 10 fucking years ago. So when that 10 years passes and you still want to fucking live in the past and you still want to harp on everything, you still want to act like, you know, you're fucking 45, 50-year-old body looks good because you're in the fucking gym 28 times a fucking week and, you know, you just, you know, you think that the shit you book makes any fucking difference and you could just bash everybody on the indies because they don't book like you. I mean, it's just a sad, sad turn of events, man. It just really is. I really don't know what to say, man. I can't believe this fucking scumbag would come out of his fucking mouth and start talking all this shit about I turned him in because I was bored. Oh, like I said, he went on Maniac shit and started talking about he just wanted the reward money. Like, really? Really? Because I want to know how many other people you try to turn in per week when they're like, like, if you know any information, call this hotline. And then, are you internet searching to try to find people all week? Are you, Dog the Bounty Hunter now and shit? You know what I mean? And he goes out of his fucking way to talk all this racial shit towards people. You know, you know, a friend of ours, a guy who's listened to our show, Joey Garcia, he got very offended towards everything that de Blasio did and said. And, you know, I don't support Joey's actions. And I would tell him, if he does listen to this, just pump your brakes, son. I mean, it's, you don't need to go threatening people's lives for that. It's not going to help you. It's not going to help you. It's not going to help gays. It's not going to help anybody else. Continue to support gays. If you'd like to expose this guy for the fraud that he is of a wrestling fan, and as someone who clearly does not support the indies, yet feels he can speak on it, do that. You know what I mean? But there's no need to go above and beyond and threaten people's lives, because it could really get you into serious shit. And it's just not the way to go about it. But, you know, he said some shit about it and this and that. So first thing out of fucking Mr. de Blasio's mouth is spick this and that, and da-da-da-da-da, and you're Puerto Rican and you're a spick. Like, this is the bullshit that this guy does, man. And he says all the racist shit he wants to on the fucking face of the earth. And then he goes, it's tongue-in-cheek humor. It's tongue-in-cheek humor. Well, if you said that around some of the fucking nationalities you're speaking of, it would be tongue-in-throat humor. And to say that you're not a racist because you're not like that outside of the radio show, well, that's how racists operate. They hide behind a radio show, or they only say that shit in their house when it's their family, or they say that shit over the phone to their friends. But in public, they keep their fucking mouth shut because they're cowards. Not because they're funny racial humor guys on the radio show, but they're great guys that help the community, and they, you know, maybe you help the community, maybe you do this, maybe you do that. But in the back of your head, that's best to heal your conscience from being a fucking racist the rest of the time. You know, if you see a guy that's Spanish or Puerto Rican or, you know, Latin of any sort, and he treats you wrong, and the first thing out of your mouth is a racial slur, you're racist. And that same thing goes for anybody black. Every time something you don't agree with that might involve a robbery or a stolen car or something like that, the first thing out of de Blasio's mouth is, oh, if you're from the South Bronx, the South Bronx. Yeah, I mean, like, he's a real fucking funny guy. But he's not going to go walk into the fucking South Bronx and tell his fucking tongue-in-cheek humor, because he could get his tongue ripped out of his fucking mouth and put in his ass cheek. You know? And I just get real fucking tired of people talking like they're badass and people coming out of their fucking mouth with some kind of shit like this. Well, I fucking called the prosecutor's office, but I'm no snitch. I'm no snitch. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you, dude? What the fuck is wrong with you, man? How does that make any sense? As a grown fucking man, how does that make any sense? And second off, how does your tongue reach from fucking New York to Florida to still lick Frank Goodman's asshole? How does that do that? You know? How does that do that? You know? I don't understand. Like, and, you know, Goodman, I mean, he's just delusional, man. He's just delusional. You know, this guy's got, like, fucking... who's his champion now? Rhino's his champion. And I think he's booking Balls.
You gotta do the impersonation you were telling me about. You gotta do the impersonation.
Okay, well, I hope somebody out there knows what the fuck I'm even talking about. But here's more or less what the Mass Maniac show will sound like. I don't do a good at Don Tony, so don't blame me for that part, but you get him going, oh, yeah, so, Maniac, what do you got going on?
Anthony, I gotta tell you, my arms are enormous. I'm in the gym, and I'm working out, and I see Frankie Kazarian, and he looks like a twig. He looks sickly, Anthony. And then I see AJ Styles. He doesn't even look at me. I got Christopher Daniels saying, "Oh, Mr. Goodman, how you doing, Mr. Goodman? Oh, Mr. Goodman, when you're running again, I used to love your shows in New York. Oh, Mr. Goodman." AJ Styles won't even look at me, Anthony. And I got to tell you, I got to tell you, my main event is my world champion, Rhino, against Raven. And I'll tell you something else, Anthony. I brought in Balls Mahoney. And it's a three-way dance. So what do you think about that? These guys are booking ticket sellers on the East Coast. They're booking nothing but ticket sellers. I used to have half these guys selling tickets for me, Anthony, and now these punks want $500. Who do they think they are? That's more or less what the show goes down like. And it's Anthony going,
I know. These guys don't know how to pay their dues. They don't know how to, I don't know what they're thinking. They're just, who do they think they
like,
are?
You sound just like Bass, baby. That shit was hilarious.
But that's what the show sounds like, man. And that's what, like, he really, really thinks that he's still the most important shit on the indies. He really thinks that a main event consisting of fucking Rhino and Raven and Balls Mahoney is a fucking draw. Nobody gives a shit about those guys, dude. I am so into fucking wrestling, it's ridiculous. I don't give a fuck about that main event. There's nothing those guys are going to do in the main event that means shit. These guys both fucking... Don Tony and fucking Mass Maniac shit on Loki up and down. Sweat Homicide up and down in the same conversation. Homicide's a homeboy. Loki's a piece of shit. Loki's so short and his attitude sucks and I ought to break that twig like this. You know, all the shit that they say. Come on, man. Win, lose, or draw, Loki is one of the best fucking talents in wrestling. I'm not going to specify a company, a country, anything. One of the best talents in wrestling. Obviously, through time, his attitude has rubbed people the wrong way. That's not my problem. I'm talking about wrestling. And Homicide, obviously, again, one of the best talents in wrestling. So for them to nitpick and pick and choose and say, well, this guy is this, and he's only worth this, well... If he works in New York, he's not worth what Sabbath is paying him. Like, and that's another thing. Like, this fucking Mass Maniac retard, he gives fucking Jack Sabbath more fucking promotion than Jack Sabbath has ever gotten in his life. I never knew Jack Sabbath existed until I heard this fucking dude whine about him for like 8 hours in combined shows. Like, every one of his shows, he does like fucking at least a half-hour segment on Jack Sabbath. So how am I not supposed to know about this fucking guy? You know? Again, I listen to these shows because they're controversial. They touch on some topics. You know, I know about the majority of what they're talking about. And the majority of what they fuck their opinions are, you couldn't be more wrong. You might have booked shitloads of buildings in fucking 2002. That don't mean shit to 2010, man. That don't mean shit to 2011.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, man, it's just crazy. You want to go out of your way to fucking have...
These people are still dwelling on the past to get themselves over.
Yeah, I mean, fucking, here's what you have to hear every three shows, fucking out of Mass Maniac. One time, Anthony, I pulled a guy's pants down and stuck a hot dog up his ass, and Norman Smiley was in the commentator's booth, and it was like, what is going on here? What is going on with the... Yeah, I stuck a hot dog up this guy's ass, Anthony, because I told him, and he didn't listen. This is what you have to listen to. He's been saying this shit for fucking 4 years.
Oh, my
God. If your reputation considered, like, one story comes up every fucking three times you talk to somebody, they don't have a lot to talk about. That's the bottom line. Like, they might be big and they might have a lot of shit to talk, but as far as, like, stories and shit to back it up and all of that type of stuff, they got five stories combined. You know, and it's just
and
that.
And they've been around for years.
Yeah, and at a certain point, it's like, you know, dude, I heard your fucking story. Give it a rest. Why don't you run a new show that somebody gives a fuck about? You know? Oh, I'm booking Rhino.
Like,
Raven versus Rhino versus Bob Mahoney.
I got to tell you, Anthony, I seen Raven. He's putting on 10-minute matches, and he's doing gaga. And he's going home, and the fans like it. These guys are paying three times of what I do, and Raven gives me 45 minutes, Anthony. These guys don't know nothing about the business, I got to tell you.
Oh my God.
Is what you hear about this guy. Every fucking week is some shit like this. I don't give a fuck if Raven works fucking 10 minutes or 45 minutes. I don't want to see his fucking matches anymore. So you can talk all that shit about what Raven's going to give you because he likes you. And I don't care, dude. I just don't give a fuck. I'm so glad I don't even live near Florida because I would hate to have this fucking show running anywhere around me. Because it'd be even worse. It'd be even worse when I seen all the attendances, when I seen the CCW attendance that blew out Goodman these days, or Jersey All-Pro, or fucking Evolve, or Dragon Gate, or fucking anything, man. Because they're going to blow that shit out of the water. Any other companies are running around there, they're going to blow them out.
They're not even coming close.
The fucking TNA house shows at the, wherever the fuck they call that shit, at Universal Studios. They probably blow out Goodman, and those fucking guys don't even pay to get in. They're just in the fucking park. As long as you're in the park, you can go to the Impact tapings for free. You know? So those motherfuckers probably outbook a company that this fucking guy is bonkers over. And what is it doing? What is it doing, really? Just because you don't pay half your talent because they're up-and-coming workers that are promised a fucking future that you've never, ever given them. You know? Why don't we do a list of fucking ticket sellers that fucking Mass Maniac has actually made a career for?
Anybody?
Nothing I know of.
Maybe Frankie Capone. Yeah, he hasn't done shit. Who else? Jarrell Clark, maybe? Was it Jarrell Clark?
I don't know, man. I have no idea. But this is what he... he'll tell you all sorts of shit. He'll tell you everybody fucking sold tickets for him. Everybody. You know? I don't know, man. I can't understand it. Like I said, man, his company was very successful and very, very good in, you know, like early 2000s, like 2001, 2099.
When they were in
like,
New York. When they were in New York.
Of course, USA Pro. When you look at, like, the best ofs from RF Video, the best of Amazing Red, best of Homicide, best of Low Key, best of Xavier, best of... 90% of those tapes were fucking USA Pro. So,
right.
I understand where he gets his confidence. But when you haven't done shit in 10 years, maybe you should settle down. When you don't even have a new story to talk about other than, I saw this guy in the gym, he looks puny, I seen this guy in the gym, and he said, oh, Mr. Goodman, when are you running again? Or, I seen Hogan in the gym, and he said this. And no one cares, dude. Honestly, no one cares. I'll listen to it, and that's fine to listen to, but don't think that you're still credible in the wrestling business because you see people in the gym. And they recognize you from running shows 10 years ago. It's just ridiculous, man. I can't put up with these people trashing the indies anymore. It'd be one thing if they had an opinion because they watched it, but they don't. So as a person who is watching it, as a person who does keep up with it, I'm going to combat every bullshit little fucking you say about the fucking indies. Every bit of fucking triumph you try to claim when you ain't been shit in fucking 10 years, I'll be the one taking you to task. You know, when one of you motherfuckers come out of the fucking blue and try to turn somebody in because you wanted the reward money or you were bored or I'm not a snitch because they didn't need the info, well, I'll be the motherfucker that's taking you to task. So get used to that shit in 2011 because, again, I'm not trying to start a war, but if you talk out of your ass and that shit don't reach the toilet,
Yeah, I mean, that's what the fuck is going to happen, man. I'm not having it no more. I'm not really trying to hear that shit. You know, speak your opinions on shit you know about. You know, I got to hear fucking Goodman bring up how Trent Acid was a drug addict because he always smelled like drugs. Well, the only drug that you were smelling that you keep speaking about is fucking weed. Nobody dies off of weed, so why don't you either know what the fuck you're talking about or shut up? I mean, everybody knows about the guy's downfall, but you keep harping on a single experience or several experiences where the guy smelled like weed. What does that have to do with anything? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So like I said, man, if I got to take people to task verbally, that's fine, man. I'm all for it.
I don't know why he's fucking smoking. He must be on some high shit. He must be on some fucking cocaine, some fucking stupid ass dumb fucking pills. You know what, JK? He must be doing the medicine that makes you fucking stupid, because he's fucking the stupidest dumbass ever. That's the fucking stupidest thing I ever heard.
Well, Maniac says he's drug free.
Well, Maniac says that he's a fucking piece of shit.
Well, you know, it is what it is there, like I said. I'm not going to harp on it, but there's some of those things I did need to get off my chest because these dudes sound retarded. They're getting tons and tons of following and tons of people who give a shit about what they have to say. And they're more or less repeating themselves week in and week out for the past couple of years. So, yeah, I'm going to start to react. Are you fumbling the phone, or what are you doing there?
No. I had to take the headset out.
Okay, yeah, it sounded crazy.
My fault.
So, yeah, I don't know, man. Next topic, you got any questions, anything?
I got nothing. For some reason, they were asking questions about Gage, and, you know, you pretty much answered questions about Gage.
Yeah.
Pretty much they wanted to know the address.
Alright, yeah, put that all up there. Well, how much time we got left?
Let me check this out. We got, we got 43 minutes left.
Holy shit. We got to find some other topics, goddammit, because I'm not leaving on that note. Not leaving as some bitter motherfucker. I'm not trying to act like that's what's consuming me or any shit like that. It's just some shit I had to get off my chest. But, you know, on a real note, man, you know, what's good, man? What's going on wrestling? You been watching WWE or what's going on there?
No, I have not watched any WWE lately.
Yeah.
I've been fucking, yeah, that shit is stupid.
Well, I haven't much either.
Yeah, man. I mean, this is one of those nights, man. I mean, we could talk about the CZW fans website. I mean, want to shoot on them a little bit.
No, there's really nothing to talk about. It's a sad organization, and I just really don't think that there's much to talk about. I don't like giving credibility to people who are not credible, you know. And
no.
It's really not even, you know, it's not even what we're talking about, honestly.
Well, hey, Jersey Shore's coming back on tonight.
Yeah, I've heard about that. And again, man, I really don't care. I just find it crazy when you see TNA superstars, the divas of TNA, telling you, hey, watch me on TNA. But don't worry, I'm taping Jersey Shore. It's like, oh, goddamn. Even their own talent is talking about another show.
All right. Here's a big announcement. We'll talk about this. I'll throw it out there real quick. New Japan, they announced the three dates for their three shows in May. And here's the following. May 13th in Rahway, May 14th in Brooklyn, and May 15th in the arena in Philadelphia.
Yep.
No Chicago. They were supposed to go to Chicago. No Chicago.
Well, should be pretty good. I believe this is what Jersey All-Pro is going to be banking their 2011 money off of.
Hey, you ready?
Well, this is TNA.
You ready to hear my Fat Frank voice?
Sure, go ahead.
You know, and I want to run a wrestling show. You know, I like wrestling. I like to make money, though. And, you know, I'm going to say it right now. I wasn't going to even run a show in 2010. I was going to just sit back, you know, enjoy, and, you know, go out to a restaurant every night and eat. You know, pretty much that's how it works. You know, Sunday, I go out and, you know, I have fun at the casino, you know. And, you know, but I wasn't going to even run a show in 2010. And you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and steal some show called Yakuza Kick Radio. I'm going to talk about football. I have no idea what I'm talking about, but I'm going to go ahead and talk about football. And I'm going to take callers about the Eagles and the Giants, and I'm going to steal their thunder. And then I'm going to smile on their face and go, we are all having a bunch of fun. Isn't that
well,
right, J. Cat Morris?
Well, it is what
no,
it is.
No,
like I said.
I'm not done yet. When New Japan comes over, I'm going to look like I'm impressing people. But in reality, I'm really not. I'm just running shows, and I'm losing money because I don't know how to market my shows. I don't know how to get people in the stands. Most people that go to shows don't even want to stick around until after intermission.
Listen, man, my whole shit is, I just think he's gotten extremely lazy.
I didn't even want to run a show in 2010.
Oh, that's real shit though right there. That's his attitude, man. That's his attitude is, I didn't even want to come here today. I came to work today and I lost all of you a bunch of money, but you know what? I was gonna call out today.
Yeah, no shit.
So that's all different now because I was gonna call out to I know I lost everybody money and some people aren't even gonna have a job tomorrow, but you know what? I wasn't even gonna come in today. Okay. I'm sorry.
That makes no sense. I don't understand it. He should go ahead and start doing his real job. Anyway.
I don't know. Yeah, that's just my opinion on the dude. I think he's lost his fucking effort, and I think he thinks he could put in half the effort in front of everybody, and no one's going to pay attention to that. Everyone's just going to go, he's still trying. Obviously, he's still trying.
He doesn't know.
While he's blatantly telling people, I didn't even want
to
do this.
Hello, my name is Frank, and I don't know how to run a wrestling company. I don't know how to book. I'm going to book a Rhino, and I'm going to give him a 6-minute match against Brody Lee, and I'm going to spend $800 on that.
And I'll put it mid-card, and I'll have Brody pretty convincingly just go over Rhino. With interference and no following matches, no follow-up, no Rhino wants his revenge because he got screwed. No, just, let's just, just call that a day. Spend almost $1,000 on a mid-card match, and no one even fucking pops for Rhino.
We'll bring Raven in next month, and we'll have another match that nobody gives a shit about.
Wrong guy, that's right.
You ready here? I think I want to say it right now, and we're gonna give a deep down discussion. Who's worse, him or Frank Goodman?
Oh man, well, these are guys that were definitely in competition, you know, back in the day. Honestly, no, I think Frank Goodman's a far worse person. I just think, you know, he's so blatantly living in the past. And I don't know, man. I just don't think that...
If you had to choose one or the other, who would it be and why? Come on. It's not rocket science, J-Cat. Come on.
It is, man. It almost is because... Well, let me just explain both people the best I can. Fat Frank is a guy who raised a company of Jersey All-Pro. It had many ups and downs. It has survived. It has weathered the storm. And
how the hell do you no? Before you go on your rant, how the hell do you have two anniversary shows in 1 year? That's all I gotta say about that.
Ring of Honor does it all the time. So they do like three anniversary shows in 1 year. They do like an anniversary weekend in three different cities and whatever. But anyhow, they have created an enormous amount of talent. And again, you could debate who had who first or whatever, but they were the main stage for a lot of talent that has made the indies as good as it is. So the indies has a good debt to pay Jersey All-Pro. Now, that's not an infinite debt. That's not like you won a Super Bowl and you can pretend like you're the best team for the rest of the fucking, you know, history of the NFL. That's not like you can say, hey, man, we did a lot of good shit back in the day. Kiss my ass like we're the top company still. Because you're not. Now, that's Frank. But while doing that, he is also, you know, towards this side of things, towards these past couple of years, has showed visibly and very clearly no effort in trying to be the top company. He'll cut promos, he'll cut shit saying like he is, but actions speak louder than words. And he's not acting like he wants any part of being one of the top companies. You can
Who the fuck says I wasn't gonna even run a show in 2010?
That's the attitude. That's the attitude I'm talking about.
That's ridiculous. So come on.
That's Fat Frank, right? Frank Goodman. Well, this guy, like I said, again, attributed so much to the indies back in the day. But his down deep to the heart philosophy is you don't book the top guys on the indies on a main event ever. He'd go, I was the first one. Anthony, I gotta tell you, I was the first one to book Loki versus Amazing Red. But I had King Kong Bundy on the main event, Anthony.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean?
What a terrible.
And I understand to a certain extent, I understand his theory. King Kong Bundy on the poster brings the fans in that never knew about Red or Loki. And then they said, hey man, yeah, it was kind of cool seeing Bundy, but did you see those two young guys tearing shit up out there? So I understand that. But I don't feel like those young guys are still getting the respect because he pays the big money to these guys on the top card, on the poster, on the King Kong Bundys, the Snookas, all those guys that he still remembers from his fucking youth. Well, you're not young anymore, so that shit don't work anymore. Unless you're fucking booking a crowd full of fucking 45-year-old losers, they don't have the same mentality as you. So that's the bottom line there. You know, your low-keys and reds were stealing your shows back then, period.
Right.
Whether that guy on the poster, the guy on the top of the poster, the people the guy knew from WWE or from WCW or from ECW might have got fans in the building, but when they left there, they were talking about your mid-card and, you know, your undercard. And some of these guys, who knows, might have even fucking sold tickets to get on your show. Did you fucking look them out the next show? Hey, man, I'm not in the locker room. I can't say whether you did or not. But I can say that in retrospect, in the long run, you're still on fucking Balls Mahoney's nuts. Not low-key. Not Amazing Reds. Not a this and that. The only thing you have to say about those guys, week in and week out on the show, is you made them. You ran that match first. I did it first. Me. That's all I hear out of that dude.
He sounds like a whiny little bitch. Whiny little
That's why I can easily respect Fat Frank more than I do Frank Goodman. Because Goodman will take anything that happens well in his ring and take it as his personal success. Like it would have never happened without him. Where Fat Frank, you know, he puts on a lot of good matches. You know, he books a lot of good matches, and that's fine. But when those guys put on those fucking matches, he's not running around saying, I did it, no one else did it. He takes it for what it is. And, you know, whether he has the effort to put it in his company right now, whether he gives a shit about it right now, that's his business. And that will be the story of his success or failure. That's his business. But a guy like Fat Frank, man, he will bury every fucking person that busts their ass in his fucking ring and still put fucking George the Animal Steel on a pedestal because he worked fucking 30 minutes for him in 2000. You know what I mean? Like, get the fuck out of here, man. It is ridiculous. And this is what it is. He's still living in the past.
Why is J-Cat, why has indie wrestling come to this garbage? This shit. Why? I mean, we I want to get this in before I forget what I was going to say. But all night we've been talking about garbage indie wrestling. We talked about the Alex Colones. We talked about the stupid shit that CZW is doing right now with Alex Colone and, you know, all Sammy Callahan's buddies getting fucking good pushes and sort of that. Now we talked about Frank Goodman then, and then we talked about Fat Frank. Fat Frank, why do we need to talk about this? And why are these people complaining? I mean, why, what's the word? Why are these people putting out shitty indie feds? I mean, indie wrestling. Right. Oh, Juan Rivera just posted in the chat room because of PG wrestling. That's a bunch of bullshit.
No. The bottom line is, listen, everybody has their own vision on how a company should be run. As long as you don't have the buck, I don't have the buck, Juan don't have the buck, nobody else has that buck to run a company themselves, it's going whoever does, it's going their way. Honestly, you have a company, you can run your company the fucking way you want, you could never ever book Jon Moxley. You know what I mean? Because you don't like Jon Moxley.
I wouldn't want to waste fucking that money.
Right, so you wouldn't want to waste that money, but if all the fucking fans were like, we want Moxley, we'll pay for more tickets, we want Moxley, you're like, I'm not booking fucking Moxley, I don't like him, I'm not fucking booking him, you want to see Moxley go somewhere else? Well, if they go somewhere else,
you lost your money.
They give their money to someone else, and you just want your company to be your company, your way, guess what? You're going to lose some fans, and that's just what's going to happen. Now, you know, you got to understand, because I'm a huge, huge supporter of indie wrestling. I'm not siding with the people that are saying indie's dead. I'm not siding with the people that are saying, oh, it's just all no good anymore. That's not a fact. I could come in week in and week out and go, this match was great. This match was great, too. I bet you that match is going to be great. Well, looks like another great match on our hands. I'm not going to do that every week because it's fucking boring. And when I see a company or a person who I expected better out of and decides that they're just going to try to either pull the wool over someone's eyes or they're going to try to do it their own way under their own agenda and fuck the fans, well, this is one fan that has a fucking microphone and a mouth and is going to fucking tell you about it. That's it, man. It could go nowhere. It don't have to go any further than fucking my mouth in your ears. Anybody that hears this, you just go, fuck him. But at least you heard what him had to say, because that's what it is, man. I'm not just going to sit back and let people make bullshit decisions on my favorite form of entertainment and not talk about it. So,
It's ridiculous. I was going to even run a show in 2010. I was going to sit home and...
I wasn't even going to run a show in 2010.
That sounds ridiculous. It's so outlandish.
You know,
it's not even funny.
I didn't bring in any type of fucking attendance for my anniversary show, but I wasn't even going to run a show.
Oh, ridiculous.
Jushin Thunder Liger got a better response in Walmart that morning, but I wasn't even going to run a show. I turned people down for free publicity, but I wasn't even going to run a show, so why should I try to publicize it? Ah, fuck. Why should I? Oh, shit.
Doesn't it piss
you
off?
Did you see the chicken I ate this morning?
It looked good. It was 4 pounds.
Oh,
I
took pictures. I posted it on my Facebook page. Instead of posting, pictures of the wrestlers or maybe videos of the wrestlers that people haven't heard of. And instead of a straight month of Jushin Thunder Liger videos on this guy's Facebook, I saw pictures of food. Food looked awesome. But
The wrestling, not so much.
I didn't know he ran a wrestling company.
You know what's hilarious? Fat Frank just deleted his Facebook page. He just deleted his Facebook page.
Oh, he deleted his Facebook?
Yes, he just deleted his Facebook page.
Huh.
So that means no Fat Frank. No Fat Frank. No pictures of food.
Where will I get my pictures of food from?
I'm hungry now. I want to eat like 8 pounds of chicken.
To his favorite restaurant, but it burned to the ground last week, so that's too bad.
What was his favorite restaurant?
Well, Sweet Jenny's. It's over here, Barnegat Weartown on Route 9. Probably a couple miles up the road over here. Good food, yeah, nice place, and it's a damn shame it burned to the fucking ground, but I learned because Fat Frank was promoting that on his Facebook page, and he said, "Oh, rest in peace, Sweet Jenny's. Oh, it's so sad. Oh my God. You know."
I could see him going
through the motions.
Why can't he promote his fucking wrestling show on his Facebook?
Oh, I don't know.
Hey,
I don't know. But he was promoting the death of Sweet Jenny's.
Ridiculous, fucking charges, man.
Shit happens. You know, shit burns and stuff, and, you know, I hate to see it, especially a quality establishment, for sure.
Right.
But you seen more heartfelt shout-out to that than you ever seen to, like, a wrestler dying. Like, he did more shout-out to Sweet Jenny's than he did to Trent Acid.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Gotta be honest.
Yeah, he was on a Golden Cravat tribute show, and
let me tell you, if you ran a Sweet Jenny's tribute fucking next week, that motherfucker would do a half hour easy.
He'd be like, I wasn't gonna even run a show in 2010, but you know, Sweet Jenny's.
But speaking of 2010, I ate some Sweet Jenny's to the fucking death. Yeah, they kicked me out of that bitch. I kept ordering.
Yeah, he's the only one that kept the business.
Yeah. That'll have to be another catchphrase of ours is that we weren't even going to run a show in 2010.
Yeah, that needs to be.
You
weird.
Know?
Yeah.
I hope you guys enjoyed all of our past shows before this, but if you didn't, we weren't even going to run a show in 2010, so you should all take that into account and then just, you know from there.
Yeah. Yeah,
we're actually going to start from right here on out. And if you don't like this, we weren't even going to do a show tonight. So,
And we weren't going to even run a show at all. No more. No more.
Yeah. If you don't like next week's show, we weren't even going to run a show next week. So, you know,
if we
can't blame us.
You know what we need to do? Like on the promos, we need to have the guys say, we weren't going to even run a show in 2010.
No, we're not going to invest too much in that. But, yeah, it should be good. We do plan on next week. We're going to have on Insane Lane. I think that's going to be a very, very good interview. He's a great guy. I talked to him. Yeah, I talked to him already about it. And Yeah, we're going to do that interview, and you guys will definitely have that come next Thursday, as well as our normal banter and ranting and raving and bitching and whining. And everything we normally do, and I'll be sure to listen to
maybe
Mr. Fat New York Racist show and just see what comes out of it, you know. Who knows?
Maybe a quick shout-out to Yakuza Kick, if so. That'd be fucking awesome. Maybe like a hey, Yakuza Kick Radio, they pissed me the fuck off this weekend. Well, good, because then we get, you know, not a fucking jackass over at Don Tony's.
Oh, you want Don Tony to shout us out after everything?
Oh,
I said?
I would love it.
Oh,
I would fucking love it.
That's not
good.
You know,
like, if he
says the words Yakuza Kick Radio, which he won't, I will fucking make sure we clip it and it goes in our intro.
Yakuza Kick Radio.
But that will not happen, and I don't really expect or care about it, man. If he responds to me, great. If he doesn't, whatever. But again, I am watching over your fucking shoulder, dude. I am on your fucking ass this year. You stick to the WWE and the TNA shit. I don't work for them. I don't work for the indies either. But I'm a big fan of the indies. And through the years, you've done nothing but blindly bash the indies. For no reason other than the indies that you were a money mark for.
That's the word, though. That's the word you just said. Money mark.
Yeah. Money mark for fucking that. Not Fat Frank. For Fat Frank Goodman. Money mark for Fat Frank Goodman.
Yeah, Fat Frank Goodman. The new wrestling show.
Yeah.
The man with the
I don't know what he says, like 48-inch arms and
Do the Goodman voice. Yo, Jay, do the Goodman voice and say, I wasn't going to even run a show in 2010. I was doing the Goodman voice.
I got to tell you. I wasn't even going to run a show this year. I didn't even run a show last year. Let alone was I going to run a show this year. And I got to tell you, my arms are enormous. And I've seen some of these TNA guys. They look like women in the gym, Anthony. Fuck that shit, man. Yeah, I mean, whatever. It is what it is. And like I said, you speak about some shit that you don't know about. I'm going to fucking take you to task on it, you know? Like, I'm not going to come out of my ass and start talking about disco music and fucking club music and bullshit like that Don Tony fucking takes huge gay pride in, because I don't know shit about that, you know? When he plays his little gay disco music,
right,
and little club beats.
I'm told that apparently Nina's going to piss her pants if she hears the Goodman voice one more time.
I'll have to do that later and shit.
Yeah. I wasn't going to even run a show. I can't do it.
No. You got to understand. It's a known quality when you do this and you're in the gym and you're doing nose breakers with 855 pounds above your face and you got some faggot jumping the benches in some shorts. Anthony, I gotta tell you, I can't take this no more. You gotta get these faggots out of the gym, Anthony. They're getting trained by women. Jesus.
Oh, man. From now on, you should do the whole show like this. Oh, man. Call you Jay Goodman.
Man.
Jay Goodman. Oh, boy. Jay Goodman. The new voice.
The masked tigers.
the masked Jay Cat.
Whatever.
There's something like that. The masked cat. I don't know. It'd be cool.
Nah, it's just funny, man. His show comes off so hilariously bad, and it's the same stories. It's the same stories over and over and over and over and over. Oh, my God.
Everybody,
this week, he had some shit where he was like, Anthony, I got my son here, so
I can't say that I stuck my penis in this guy's ass. I gotta say I stuck my wee-wee in this guy's butt. Okay? Because my son's here. And I can't be so explicit right now, Anthony.
Oh,
and it's
my
like,
God.
Wow, dude. Like, I wouldn't say it any type of way like that. I just leave that whole topic out of there. Like,
yeah,
right,
no
then,
homo.
If that's what you want to do. But nah, man. And I've never, ever heard a straight man mention his penis and his body to another straight man in so many conversations as that dude, man.
There
I
must
honestly
be something
can.
In the water. There must be something in the water.
Well,
okay.
In the water.
In Florida.
You know, yeah, whatever, man. In New York, whatever it is, man. I don't know. I will tell you that, like, even in the intro to the Mass Maniac show, there's a clip that he's screaming at Anthony de Blasio. You know, Anthony de Blasio called him a baby, and he fucking...
Don't you ever call me a baby again. I'll see you. If you want me to see you, I'll see you, Anthony.
You know, and he's screaming at him. And he cowered and kissed his ass, and then I guess at some point, because Maniac ain't got no type of tech knowledge, so he must have told de Blasio, take that clip where I was yelling at you and threatening your life and put that in my intro. I mean, if that shit isn't a funny motherfucking thing, man, I can't even understand, man. If I went on like a 20-minute rant and screaming at you about you're a faggot and this and that, it was like, hey, remember when I called you a faggot? Make that part of my intro. That would be some crazy shit. That would be some old... I don't know, man. That's some old cutting off the manhood type shit.
Cutting the manhood off. Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, that's some old
I want to do a quick shout out to everybody in the chat room tonight. You
who's
know,
in the chat room? Because I don't know, I'm outside.
We got me. I'm in the chat room. We got you know, CGW Princess.
This could be the only room you're chatting in right here.
Yeah, we have guest 206. No, guest 260054.
Holler at all them numbers.
Juan Rivera.
Yeah, Juan's that nigga, man. I love me some Juan. He's cool as shit.
No homo.
One of these days, whatever, man. I ain't no faggot, man. I got three kids. I mean, you don't hear me on this radio show talking about my cock and my arms every fucking week. You know what I mean? So obviously I'm not a faggot. So yeah, one of these weeks I'm a fucking I'll make Juan take that trip over here to fucking Lenoka Harbor and shit. Be the special guest on Yakuza King Radio. Who knows?
That'd be interesting. That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
He'd have to pay. He'd have to pay some dividends, though. He'd have to pay some money to be on the show, you know.
You're crazy.
Oh man.
No.
I wasn't gonna even run a show in 2010. I wasn't gonna do it.
I wasn't even gonna run a show in 2010. I don't. You know what I mean? I don't know why you're blaming me saying the show sucked. I mean, I wasn't even going to run one, so I'm sorry.
I'm going to send DJ an email, and I think he needs to start the show with that.
Oh, yeah,
boy.
It's going to be a great year. I'm coming for blood this year, man. I'm more or less, and I'm not just shooting at people because I can, but I will shoot at people because I can. And I'm more or less on some predator shit this year. If it bleeds, we can kill it. And if it pisses me off, they're going to hear about it. You know? I try to take the high road. I try to use... a more intelligent mind towards things that piss me off.
You know, there's been things that pissed me off in the past, and I just left it alone. And I left it alone. I left the Don Tony shit alone for as long as I could. And then I decided, man, it's got to be said, man. What could be hurt? He ain't kicking my ass, I know that for sure.
You'll kick his ass.
No, I'm not doing any fucking... there's no violence coming out of that. What I'm just saying is, that would never even go to that. So what's going to happen? He talks a lot, I talk a lot. So fucking what? That's it, man. I have my opinion, he has his opinion. He's entitled to his, he has his show. His show is a million times more fucking popular than mine. So if I talk a whole bunch of shit on my little show...
He's been doing it for years.
That's fine. That's all well and good. But if I talk a whole bunch of shit on my little show, so what? So what? You know what I mean? That is what it is, man. I'm only speaking facts. I'm only speaking shit that I know about out of experience from actually caring about the topics that I'm talking about. You know, it's a very sincere... It's coming from a sincere point of me, and it's coming from a very, I don't know, man. It's hard to even put words to what I'm talking about, but I have no ill will. I have no agenda. I have no reason I'm trying to do this. I like the show that I do. I like being on the radio. I love being able to do this. I love being able to get my opinion out there. I listen to other radio shows, as I said before. You know, some people hit me up and like, I only listen to your show. And I don't ask people to do that. Yeah, I always tell them, well, listen to everything, man. If you like my shit better, then awesome, bro. Thank you so much. But, no, man, I listen to a lot of shit. And then when I hear some shit on this other shit, and they got fucking 10 times the fucking listeners I got, why shouldn't I react to what they're saying? And then whatever topics are drawing these other people in, like if all these people, or maybe even, let's just say half the people that listen to Don Tony are dying to hear what he says, has to say about the indies because they like the indies. And he just goes, I think the indies are dead because, you know, it's like an off-Broadway play. And when you know, there's a reason it's off-Broadway. If that's all you hear about that shit, other than me saying, hey, man, I think this match is good. I think this guy is good. This guy's going to be something. Or, you know, hey, man, I think that guy's getting pushed a little too much. This guy, that. I'm going to get a little bit more into it than you hear out of this fucking guy. You know, and that's fine, man. If what you like is him just saying, I don't really follow the indies because it's garbage. Ever since Frank Goodman was running shows and XPW was in town, the indies haven't been the same. Well, I beg to fucking differ. And I'll be the one to tell you. I'll give you examples. I'll give you everything else. And, you know, indie fans, I think this is a place to be. You know, honestly, I mean, if you want WWE commentary, you want somebody that suffers through fucking, you know, a couple hours of that shit every week, maybe I'm not the place to go, man, because I try to TiVo through that shit, check me out a little bit of it. I'm not always able to do it. I try to read results and shit like that and just see, oh, well, that looks kind of cool, or this looks all right, but honestly, I'm not the guy to suffer through it for the sake of the show. But obviously, I do have enough opinions to form a show. And it's just a different aspect on things. Like I said, CZW tomorrow, man. I fucking hope the fuck to be there. If everything works out in my favor, I will be there fucking tomorrow. And it is on, man. Brody Lee, John Moxley, Briscoe Brothers, Philly's Most Wanted. Fucking, you got a lot of talent in that fucking house that night, man. For sure.
I gotta do something. I gotta do it. Yo, fuck Calzone, man. Go fuck him. Fuck himself.
Suck Calzone. He's a jobber, man.
Piece of garbage, faggot.
Fuck
Calzone.
Him, man. You know, I mean, that didn't come out of my mouth, but in the same token, nah, I will echo those sentiments. Yeah, fuck Johnny Calzone. He's a bad piece of shit. He'll never be shit in wrestling. He disrespected me last month. And if it happens tomorrow, that will be my last CCW show. I promise the fucking world that. And I will do my best to make sure his career fucking crashes and burns. I will call his fucking real work job and make sure he gets fired. I will stalk this fucking guy. Do you understand? Like,
do you know where he works?
No, I don't. But I'll find out. This is what I'm telling you. Like, I have spent too many years as a loyal fan of CCW for one fat piece of shit to treat me the wrong way and have that be the end of my run there without it negatively affecting him. So that's pretty much all I'm going to say about that. You know, see, there's a difference. See, people think they're real tough because they're wrestlers. But, I'm a wrestler. Okay, good. Put your fucking hands on me, and I'll have your stupid ass arrested. And then you could sit in a fucking jail cell and know that you're a fucking jobber that didn't have a spot on the fucking show. And I will press charges on you. And then you'll sit in that fucking cell. And you'll get no fucking notes. You'll get no letters. You'll get no nothing. And let me reiterate, everybody, support Nick Gage. Send this man letters and tell him how important he's been in independent wrestling. And tell him everything he's done to make you want to come out to shows, to make you want to buy those DVDs, to make you want to watch every promo he's put out there. That's what I mean, man. And these other little fucking scabs that want to try to step up to fans and act like they're cool because they're a fucking wrestler. Little fucking baby Huey-ass motherfuckers. Suck my dick, dude. That's bottom line, man. And I don't really care what the fuck he does, what he think he could do. Do what you want to do, man. Do you. Because I've done more for that fucking company as a fan than you will ever do as a fucking person, human being on this fucking planet, and I promise you that shit. Test me. So, yeah. You baited me into that, Eric, but I didn't want to put it out there. But being it's out there, might as well be out there the way it is, because, nah, I don't like that scumbag, and I will never, ever fucking support him a day in my fucking life.
Nah, he's just a douche to other people, too. You know what I mean? That's why I brought it up, because I heard some stories this week. Fuck him, man. He fucking...
This week,
he,
huh?
Yeah, I heard some stories this week.
What did he do this week?
Well, apparently... No, this is like... I talked to somebody this week, and apparently they told me a story about Calzone, and pretty much Calzone's a fucking jerk. In the back, and he got pissed at my boy. My boy had a fucking awesome match, and pretty much because my boy did one of the spots that he was gonna do. And
Calzone, hold on, Johnny Calzone has spots.
Yeah, pretty much.
He has a spot. Oh wait, did he bring out a pizza box?
No.
I don't think he did one of his spots.
Nah, because Calzone had a fit, and he fucking started throwing chairs around in the back.
Good.
Played it to management Good. Over at Garden. I don't know if you ever heard of the company Garden State Pro Wrestling, GSTW.
No.
Company that,
and
know,
I
they,
live in
they
Jersey,
in,
so that's funny. Go ahead.
Yeah. They brought in Chris Jericho back in 2010. Calzone had
I wasn't
a
even going to run a show in 2010.
No, fuck that shit, man. Not worth it. But I'm going to come on two shows in 2011. And then I'm going to go on record on my Facebook and say 2011 is going to be our year. How about that, Fat Frank? Fat Frank, you want to say some stupid shit like that on your Facebook? 2011 is going to be our year, but 2010, I wasn't going to even run a show.
No,
on,
well, they should book Johnny Calzone. They should book Johnny Calzone. It seems like the move
World
to do.
World champ.
Yeah, world champ.
World champ.
I mean, he comes out with an empty pizza box. I don't know what more you could do. You know, I mean, that's intensity. You know?
World champion 2090. That's all I gotta say about that. When they run the next show, Don Frank, yeah, whatever. Jay, you ready to wrap this shit baby up?
Huh?
You ready to wrap this baby up?
Yeah, I guess we'll wrap this shit up. Everybody check us out on Facebook, Yakuza Kick Radio on Facebook. Check me out, J. Cat Morris, on Facebook.
Check me out, Eric Williams, on Facebook.
Yeah.
Check out our next show, because, by the way, we will be having a show next week. We don't take shows off, you know.
Even though we weren't going to run a show in 2010, we are going to run a show next Thursday. And that's just
gonna be
what we have to do. Just what we
it's
have to
off
do.
The hook.
Of course it will. Like I said, you will be hearing Insane Lane on our next week's show. And maybe even Johnny Calzone or Tony Pizza or Jimmy
Fuck
Stromboli. Or, you know, Billy Garlic Knots. Well, or maybe Billy Garlic Knots or Frankie Zeppoli. Huh?
Who the fuck are these people?
I don't know. From the first to the last, I have no idea. So, you know, again, check us out next week, next Thursday. We'll be here live, 9 o'clock, ready to go. No bullshit. Check us out, www.blogtalkradio.com/YKR online. Hit us the fuck up. Check y'all out next week. I am J. Cat Morris. As always, my co-host, Eric Williams. Holla.